This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, for another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, 35 years now, your inside look into the world of combat sports, both boxing and MMA. We have open phone lines. We'll open that up to begin with. If you want to talk boxing or MMA, we can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, the zone about to get happening, baby. I'm talking about fights from the UK, of course. A heavyweight battle between, I can say contender Dillian White and Derek Chisora. If Dillian White wins, he probably fights Anthony Joshua in April, of course. Also on that card, Christopher Rosales and Charles Edwards, a WBC flyweight battle. That's 112 pounds. Wait, I'm not done. ESPN Plus, the other app, it's got it going on. Josh Warrington, of course, and Frampton comes alive once again. That's right. Carl Frampton, the former champion at 122, now trying to apply his craft at 126 pounds. Wait, I'm not done. We've got boxing on Showtime. No, not Showtime. Fox. Fox Sports. No, Fox, the main network. That's right, the main network. 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Jermall Charlo versus Matt Korobov. Korobov, one time, a pretty good fighter. Now just a guy that's going to lose. That's for the WBC interim title at middleweight. Jermall Charlo, his brother, taking on Tony Harrison for the WBC super welterweight title. So the Charlo's in action tonight, live on Fox. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hi, it's Ron Barm. With the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one and I love it. I'm sleeping better and longer and I'm more rested. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their 4-pack. And it includes free shipping. And we all know how important free shipping is, especially during the holiday season. And just to make sure you're happy, MyPillow has extended its 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, Or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R to get two premium MyPillows and two to-go-anywhere pillows. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BARR. You'll be glad you did. Happy holidays.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. 1 week ago, live from the Garden, baby, Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing. Of course, on display, the once-beaten world middleweight champion. Talk about Canelo Alvarez, the king of pay-per-view. No more. No, nor. He's now the king of the app. That's right. The Zone, DAZN.com, of course, signed him to a $375 million contract, a record deal, no doubt about that. 11 fights involved. One of them is over. Of course, that was against Rocky. What can I say about Rocky? Rocky came to fight, but Rocky couldn't spell fight if you, like, put the letters on a piece of paper and said put them together. He just couldn't, all right? I mean, he was, like, tall and lean, and if ever there was a guy that fought short and scrawny, it was Rocky Felding. I mean, he had no concept on how to fight tall. I couldn't believe it. I wish to God I fought tall guys who were that lame because, you know, you'd be knocking them out in three rounds just like Canelo did. I mean, the body shots. Canelo opened things up. Fainted to Rocky's head, threw some stuff upstairs. Rocky pulled up those elbows. Canelo went right under the elbows. Boom. One body shot. He's down. Whoa. Okay. That's early in the first round. Two knockdowns later, the fight is over in the third round. Still basically a once-beaten fighter. If you want to call him unbeaten, you can, because he lost that one fight, of course, to Floyd Mayweather. And that was when he was very green, like guacamole green. Okay. But, of course, Canelo getting into his form now, maybe at his peak, 28 years old. Of course, the world middleweight champion, moving up to 168 pounds and capturing this WBA 168-pound title. Rocky Felding, he performed miserably. But then again, Canelo performed admirably. And when you have somebody in the ring against you that's of lower stature, you have to go in there and take care of business. That's what my people always tell me. You know, don't hold this guy up. Don't stick around with this guy. Go for it. Go for it, because if you don't, things happen in boxing. I mean, that's how people get opportunities. In other words, you play it safe and you get cut. You play it safe, you catch an elbow. All of a sudden, the fight's over with, you're a loser via a cut. Now, you don't want to do that. What I can tell you is you want to make exclamation marks, go out there, impose your will, and take the fight away from somebody. Don't leave it in the judge's hands. So, we have Canelo Alvarez knocking out a pretty game fighter in Rocky Felding. Not the most talented fighter in the world, but he's a game fighter. Know that about that. And next up, of course, for Canelo Alvarez will probably be the man from Brooklyn, New York. That's right, the man that's kicked cancer's ass, Danny Jacobs.
I thought it was a great performance. I thought he looked physically good for 168. I thought he was strong. He was on point, man. He just was on tonight. I enjoyed the fight.
You looking at him in this way and knowing he's going to move back down to middleweight, did anything stick out to you?
No, it was a typical Canelo. It was just against a guy who couldn't figure out an answer and couldn't figure it out early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you surprised how dominant he was?
I wasn't surprised. People think because of the size different that he have, you know, try to get adjusted, but you know, size doesn't make boxing. Boxing makes boxing.
Levels.
Yeah, there's levels to this game. So.
So you spoke to him inside the ring. What'd you tell him, and what did he say back to you?
Well, I shook his hand, and I said, congratulations, first and foremost. He's a gentleman. And also said that I would love to have an opportunity to fight you. I couldn't understand what he was saying. I think we had someone translate. But he was a gentleman with his approach. I can tell he meant something positive. So hopefully we can have that fight in the near future, maybe Cinco de Mayo in Las Vegas. And, man, it'll be a dream come true.
Did I know your team, your manager, is really pushing for that fight. You confident that you think you will get it in May?
Anything can happen in boxing. You can't be 100% confident until the contracts are signed. There's so many different avenues where, you know, loopholes where things can fall and it can break that the fight contract. So for me, I just want to make sure once I sign that fight that everything is where it needs to be. And if it can happen, I'm guaranteed it'll be one of the best fights I've ever had in my life.
How do you beat Canelo?
Just simply being me, but being the best version of me.
Mm-hmm. You think, from what you showed in the last two fights, that is there something in your arsenal he can't handle, you feel, in your opinion?
You know, styles make fights. He is nothing like any of my last opponents, and vice versa. So for me, I approach this fight totally different. And he's a different notch when it comes to levels, too. He's the pinnacle. So I always love when I fight a guy who is in a fight, it's a 50-50 fight because it makes me bring out the best in me. You see a skill set that you haven't seen in a long time. I've been fighting guys, really good, undefeated guys, but this is the pinnacle, and I'm looking forward to, if it happens, putting my best foot forward and showing a really good fight. Yeah.
How does that fight go if Canelo fights in the style he fought in tonight, that seek and destroy kind of
style? I was talking to my manager during the first round, and I said, if he fights this fight with me, it'll be a different fight.
Wow, Danny Jacobs, of course, a guy that slew, he beat cancer. He had cancer, and he beat it. So straight up, the top-ranked middleweight in the world, according to most boxing historians outside of the champion. Of course, Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, he's trying to get back in the mix. But after losing that decision to Canelo, although some thought it was a bit closer than it was, listen, it was a fight that Canelo Alvarez won, and he won clearly. Let's not go back and debate that, okay? That's history. That's in the rearview mirror. Of course, since then, taking on Felding, knocking out Felding in three rounds the way he should. When you go in there against somebody less than you, you're supposed to take him out. Straight up, you got to give him all kinds of props. Rocky Felding, what can I say? Give him props for getting a good payday. Gilberto Ramirez, WBO 168-pound champion, was the winner, of course, over Jesse Hart. That was a rematch. I think that was a decision. Yeah, it was a decision in 12 rounds. And I got to tell you, I'm still going back and I'm watching replays of Tyson Fury getting up in the 12th round from that knockdown of Deontay Wilder. It's just like, how did he do it? And the only thing I can think of, and I maybe have stole this line from somebody else, but no, John Signorella, was that it was like The Undertaker. It was like it was a rig thing, like it was choreographed, like he was laying there in a casket, and then boom, he came alive. I mean, that was sort of like, you know, I'll tell you a little story about coming alive, a little Muhammad Ali story here. We're in Macau in 1994, and I went out with Ali, and I think we met we were with the prime minister, some guy that was really, really high on. He was above the mayor and the governor. He was like a prime minister of China. And he came down from Beijing to Macau to hang with us, which was sort of cool. He had all these bodyguards, this kind of stuff. So we had this dinner and this little meeting in this one room. I guess it was about 25 people in this room, 30 people, and there were guards at the door. You know, our guards, not with uniforms, but guards. Anyway, we were going back and forth, and they bring out the cognac, okay? And they bring out this cognac, and I'm looking at the cognac, and the guy says, I said, how much does cognac cost a bottle? This is a hell of it. He goes, oh, $350 a bottle. Oh, good stuff, okay. So they lay down shots for all of us, myself, Muhammad Ali, his wife, Lonnie, okay, and Harold Smith, everybody else at the table, the governor, the prime minister, all these hot shots, okay, all these guys, and Ali doesn't drink. So when they set the shot down in front of Ali, and of course I had the honor of sitting next to Ali, he handed the drink to me. He said, you want this? I said, okay. So anyway, so I drink the shot, and every time they yell, gumbai, gumbai, that means it's time to drink a shot. Okay, so they put a shot in front of you, and they said goodbye. So every time it was goodbye, I drank two shots instead of one shot. Okay, so I'm drinking Ali's shot, and I'm drinking my shot. So anyway, needless to say, I was inebriated. Is that a nice word for saying you're drunk, Cuddy? I think it is. Anyway, the bottom line was I was spit-faced drunk. and spit with an H, okay? So 16 shots at least. 16 shots, 16 shots of this $350 a bottle of cognac, and I'm ripped. I ain't feeling no pain. So Lani Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife, walks me to my room, okay? In the, I can't think of the name of the New Century Plaza Hotel, something like that. Anyway, we're in Macau. So she walks me to the door. She says, Pedro, you're going to be okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I remember that. That much I remember. And I was in a black suit with like a white shirt and nice tie and the whole nine yards. So I lay down on the bed. And I lay down like in like you know in a position where I was just laid with my hands by my side, and I fell asleep with my clothes on. So the next morning, the maid opens up the door and she sees my feet hanging off the edge of the bed, right, with my shoes on, and she thinks I'm dead. She comes over and looks at me, and I'm not moving. So she thinks I'm dead. So she screams. I don't hear her screaming. She runs out of the room, goes and gets the promoter Harold Smith, goes to get hotel security. All of a sudden, they come back. All these people are looking at me. I open up my eyes. There's like 10 people standing around my bed, and I'm going, what the fuck are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing? They go,
we thought you was dead, Pedro.
No, I'm not dead. Get out of my room. Bottom line was, I look like a corpse, black suit, laying on the bed. The maid freaked out. What can I say? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we'll hear from, I take that back. We'll surprise you. You tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 plus years now of radio presence.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
All right, here we go. You ready? You ready?
Get it on. Here we go. Tonight's fight clock. Wow, right down. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Tonight's fight clock brought to you by Bud Light, Joe. Perfect beer for whatever happens. Ronda wants to make it happen quickly.
Yeah, she gave
There's
her
the arm. She gave it is she all over. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Ronda Rousey, a bigger star in the world of wrestling entertainment than she is in the world of mixed martial arts. Well, apparently she's carrying the company all by herself. I kid you not. None of the male stars are really living up to snuff. Are up to snuff, per se, and Ronda's sort of taking the world by storm. And why not? She fought for real. And guess what? You know, knock her if you want. 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo, the first woman from America ever to medal in the sport of judo. Got to give her some props. And you know what? When she was on top, and I had her on the show, and she was hot. You know, I mean, she was just knocking out girls. Kat Zagano was supposed to be a tough charge, right? A tough challenge. Guess what? Kat lasted, what, 12 seconds, 13 seconds, something like that. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that once people got hip to her armbar, that's how she was finishing people. Once people got hip to that armbar to stay away from her, it took them about 10, 12 fights. But once they did, what can I say? She was exposed, of course. Holly Holm took that away from her. Holly Holm, give Holly Holm props. Of course, Holly, the preacher's daughter down there from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who yours truly called a few of her fights as a ring announcer when she was a professional boxer. She's trying to apply her craft still at 145. I wish Holly would just get out of the game. Too many beatings. And guess what? When you take beatings, horrific beatings from people with four-ounce gloves, essentially rap knuckles, it ain't good, no matter even if the person can't punch. But Ronda Rousey making her way in the world of professional wrestling. Give her some props. Now, we go back to today's boxing schedule. Looking pretty good here, folks. Let's talk about the odds. Of course, Dillian White, favorite over Derek Chisora. Chisora, you know, what can I say? Chisora, I guess his claim to fame was that brawl he had with David Haye a few years ago. Remember when they were throwing beer bottles or they broke a beer bottle on somebody's heads? Anyway, Dillian White, -275 on the odds. Derek Chisora, +220. Over and under, over 10.5, -155. Under 10.5, +130. So I guess they think this fight's going to go over there. I don't know. Do you think this fight's going to go 12 rounds? Can't Dillian White put out an old journeyman like Derek Chisora? And if he can't, does he really stand a challenge, a chance against Anthony Joshua in April when they challenge, of course, when he challenges him at Wembley Stadium, if he were to be victorious? On the Fox cards, Jermall Charlo taking on Tony Harrison. Of course, Jermall Charlo, undefeated WBC middleweight champion, an 8-1 favorite. Take that. This is WBC 154-pound guy, ain't it? Yeah. Anyway, they're back and forth here. It's sort of hard to figure out who the Charlos are. It's Jermall and Jermall, okay? Yikes. Jermall is a -3,500 favorite. That's 3,500. Good Lord. 35-1 against Matt Korobov. Korobov was a bad dude at one point in time. I remember hearing his body shots, you know, ricocheting around the arena in those early preliminary bouts in Las Vegas and different venues around the country when, you know, there'd be nobody in the seats and he'd be fighting, establishing his craft, trying to learn his trade. And Korobov looked like he was a killer, much like Sergey Kovalev. I mean, he thought he was the real deal, man, but guess what? Not so much. A 35-1 underdog to Jermall Charlo tonight. The over is 9.5 rounds, +200 over, -250 over 9.5 rounds, under 9.5 rounds. Carl Frampton come to us from across the pond, taking on Josh Warrington. Of course, a featherweight bout. Frampton comes alive, baby. Of course, a former champion at 122. I think he's the real deal, but I don't know. When fighters that small move up in weight, I really have problems with them putting on weight and then fighting guys that are natural feathers or natural 130-pounders. Anyway, Carl Frampton coming alive, a -185 favorite over Josh Warrington. If you want to bet on Warrington, the underdog, you get +160. Over and under, 9.5 rounds. Under is over is -460. I think this is going the route, and under his plus 350. Mark Heffron versus Leon Williams. Of course, Leon Williams, former WB 154-pound champion. He's on the card. Heffron is a minus 190 favorite. Martin Murray, double M, still fighting, huh? Yeah, pretty good fighter. Minus 170 against Hassan Ndam Njankum. Damn, I hate those names. Hassan Ndam Njankum. That was pretty good. Yeah, seriously. Martin Murray is a minus 170 favorite over him. And the other one of the televised fights, Christopher, and they spell it C-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R, Rosales versus Charlie Edwards. Rosales is a minus 200, make that back, minus 220 favorite. Straight up, lots of boxing. And of course, that's on ESPN, both ESPN Plus, the app, and DAZN, the app. So if you don't have the apps, you're sort of spit out of luck. That's spit with an H. You just are, okay? And I know it's overwhelming sometimes. I mean, when I say overwhelming, like, you know, they throw like 9 hours of boxing at you, and John Signorello watched like 9 straight hours of boxing and MMA last week or the weekend before. Straight up, 9 hours straight, I don't know. But if you got the apps, that's what you can be doing if you're a boxing or an MMA freak. Of course, DAZN, DAZN's got Bellator MMA as well. But today's fights, going back to the boxing matches, both the Charlo brothers will obviously win. Mine is an 8-1 favorite and a 35-1 favorite. So Jermell is the 8-1 favorite. Jermall is a 35-1 favorite. Yikes. Well, I guess both of these guys aren't in tough. And that's my problem with the fights put on by premier boxing champions. I'm talking about Al Haymon. I mean, everybody says that Al Haymon is like the godfather, the 21st century godfather of boxing. You know, the Don King, the Bob Arum. He's got the book smarts of Bob Arum being Harvard educated, I think, in the street smarts of Don King. Come on. There will never be another Bob Arum. There will never be another Don King. That's just that. Those guys are like unique individuals, both distinctly different personalities, both guys who climbed to the pinnacle of their profession, promoting sports and professional boxing in particular. They rose above all else. I mean, those two guys, they carry the mantle for like, you know, 40 years now. And, of course, Arum's still rocking and rolling. Give Bob some props. 85, 86 years old, still rocking and rolling. Now, Don King, I always want to say something positive about Don King because, you know, he did a lot of good things for me, and I know he screwed over a lot of people, but he helped me out. And I remember when I was going through a custody battle and this and that, his name came up in divorce court, and oh, it was terrible, man. You should see how the judges and these female attorneys played up the villainous Don King on my child custody battle. It was a nasty, nasty incident. Anyway, the bottom line is Don always treated me good. In some places, he even flew me first class. Remember one time, I think he flew me to Spain, and he said, you know, that's a long flight. He goes, get Pedro first class. Yeah, I mean, didn't have to. I was only like 150 pounds at the time, so no big thing. Put me in a coach seat, but he put me in first class, which I turned into a coach ticket and kept the money. He didn't mind about that either. Straight up, Don was okay to be around. I mean, some people had problems with him, but he never took any of my money. He never was a villain to me. I mean, as a journalist, I look at him totally from a different perspective. I mean, he is actually an investigative journalist. You have to look at him with a bit of scorn because, you know, he did some unscrupulous things over the years. But then again, boxing is unscrupulous business. It's a bunch of contract employees. I guess that's the best way I can put it. A bunch of contract employees going after one another. And it all depends on what happens in that one particular event, whether the contract is extended or not. So boxing, a bunch of these little independent contractors here and there. And, you know, now you've got DAZN signing people up. Of course, $375 million to Canelo Alvarez. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Give him some props for that, of course. And now Mr. Crawford signing a deal, I think, with ESPN. It's going to get him like $1.5 million a fight, something like that. But, of course, Errol Spence, the recognized best welterweight in the world. Of course, Bob Arum, the aforementioned top-ranked CEO. Of course, a United States attorney under President John F. Kennedy. That's right. That's right. That's how he got introduced to boxing. Of course, he is working as the attorney general, U.S. attorney, under Bobby Kennedy. And he was sent, I believe, to Chicago, Illinois, to check out the closed-circuit television revenues for the Sonny Liston-Floyd Patterson fight. And Arum became so enamored with all the money, not the sport per se, I don't think, but all the money. He was already a boxing fan too, and he said, but all the money, he said, man, I'm getting out of this civil servant stuff. He quit the U.S. Attorney's Office and started promoting boxing. I think he had an Ali fight in 1966. So Arum's been around a long time, but Arum said of the 2012 crop of Olympians, that Errol Spence was the best, because Spence, the unbeaten world welterweight champion, going to take on Mikey Garcia, the unbeaten lightweight champion. Big mismatch there in size, folks. And guess what? Size matters, yes, in pornography and combat sports. Outside of that, you can allow for it. But, man, not in combat sports. I'm telling you, 135 pounds to 147 pounds, I'll tell you like this. I fought at 140 pounds, 139 pounds, and I moved up to 147. And, you know, I put on the weight pretty good. I wasn't fat, anything like that, but I got beat down. I mean, the guy was just too big. I hit him with some nice shots. Talk about Ernie Chavez, of course, went on to a pretty good professional career. Rumbled with Meldrick Taylor, Meldrick Taylor being the 1984 Olympic gold medalist and two-time world champion, the guy that had that great fight with Julio Cesar Chavez, March of 1990, of course, the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel, the 12th round, just a few seconds left to go, Meldrick gets knocked down by that Chavez hook in a fight he was in control of because he has that Philadelphia fight mentality. He had to come out, he had to fight, he had to go to war. That's the gym mentality of Meldrick Taylor, which led to his neurological downfall. But anyway, it led to his boxing downfall that night, of course, because Chavez scored that late knockdown. And when he got up, Meldrick Taylor got up in that corner. I was right behind him, folks, sitting like in the ninth row. He was looking at his corner man, Lou Duva, who was standing up on the apron of the ring. You're always told to look at your corner when you get knocked down. That's what he was doing. He was looking at his corner. Referee Richard Steele said, "Meldrick, Meldrick." And he didn't look at him, so he stopped the fight. That's the controversy of the Meldrick Taylor Julio Cesar Chavez fight, March of 1990. Las Vegas Hilton, live, baby, on HBO Boxing. Speaking of HBO Boxing, we buried that a couple of weeks ago, right? No Mas, baby. That's so sad, isn't it? The Godfather Larry Merchant talked about that last week. Straight up, HBO no more. The Zone, ESPN Plus, they got it going on. Tonight, Fox TV as well. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline broadcast over Ring Talk live worldwide. Little Loveland with Tower of Power to the break.
How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you. Pretty baby, cause my love is too.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Hi, it's Ron Barn. With the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one and I love it. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their 4-pack. And it includes free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code BAR.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right.
Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I almost want to say bah humbug. My producer's looking at me saying, well, how could you say that on the air, man? How could you say? My dog died 3 months ago, and I ain't, you know, this is like a weird, weird Christmas for me, man. She was my partner in crime for 12 years. That's right, 12 years. Every show that aired from the studio, she was sitting at my feet. I kid you not. So I miss my dog greatly. So straight up, Merry Christmas, but I'm a little sad. Let's talk a little boxing before we take that back. Let's talk a little mixed martial arts before we go to a four-minute clip, of course, of the greatest. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. Last week, the UFC rock and rolling on Fox Sports. Aldo Quinta defeated Kevin Lee in a lightweight main event. Unanimous nod across the board over five rounds. The co-feature Edson Barboza, a guy that can really fight, took out Dan Hooker with a KO body punch, baby. That was in the third round, 2 minutes and 19 seconds in. So I'm hot about that. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, a fortnight ago, UFC 231, Brian Holloway, the man I had tagged for, and you know, superstardom, right? Got drilled, got annihilated, got beat up, got mugged, got destroyed by Max Holloway, the reigning world UFC featherweight champion at 145. Give Holloway his props. A kid from Honolulu, Hawaii, who I thought was a little off. Yeah, he's a little off, all right. Off on somebody else's butt. He's a bad dude, and straight up, he deserves all the props in the world for probably being the best 145-pounder of all time, yet his career is not over. Upcoming in the world of the UFC, of course, coming up January 19th, I'm rocking and rolling on this one. I'm skipping the December 29th card for a reason. We'll talk about that in depth on tomorrow's show. I'm talking about John Jones, of course, and Alex Gustafson, and of course, the co-main event. Man, you got to give those girls props. At least give one girl props, because, you know, Chris Cyborg Santos, she's a monstrous, okay? You look at Amanda Nunes next to her, she's like three weight classes bigger than Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes is going to get destroyed. I mean, if they were both gay, you know, Chris Cyborg Santos would be arrested for domestic violence. She beat her. That's how bad it was going to be. I mean, the money's not going to be worth it. The beating's not worth it. Amanda Nunes, walk away, I kid you not. But the UFC fight night I'm excited about is not December 29th. That's live on pay-per-view from the Las Vegas, Nevada. But January 19th from the Barclays Center, of course, home of the New York Nets and a lot of professional boxing. Brooklyn, New York, baby. I'm talking about Henry Cejudo. Man, is he a double bad dude. Of course, he's a guy that beat Mighty Mouse. Everybody laughed. He's not going to beat Mighty Mouse. Yeah, he beat Mighty Mouse. I mean, he took the world flyweight title away. People laughed when I said he was going to do it. No. This is a guy, I think he was a 2008 Olympic bronze gold medalist, okay, as a wrestler, taking on TJ Dillashaw. DJ Dillashaw, the former, take that back, the current 135-pound champion, moving down to 125 pounds to challenge Henry Cejudo in a catch, almost like a catchweight fight, but not really. They're fighting this one at flyweight at 125, so they're going to rock and roll. That's going to be on Fox. I'm really excited about this. I think this has fight of the year potential written all over, because TJ Dillashaw, unless he's dead in the weight, coming back at 125, he's going to put up a hell of a charge with Henry Cejudo. Now, Muhammad Ali. I told you an Ali story a little earlier. Bottom line is, I can't get enough of him. Let's check this out. Muhammad Ali from 1964.
I am the greatest. I'm the kid who will take old man Lister's title away. Me, a little old kid who don't even shave yet. I'm going to be champ of the world before I'm old enough to do my first shaving commercial. And I'm going to make boxing popular again. Me, with my beautiful, colorful personality. I'm going to make boxing interesting. Boxing doesn't have to be dull. It's the fighters who are dull. I watched the fight of the week on TV. They call that the fight of the week? It was so boring, every time the bell rang, it woke up the referee. It hurts me to say this because I know a lot of fighters, and I like them. They are nice, gentle guys who wouldn't hurt anybody, not even in the ring. And I'm going to bring back the excitement in boxing. I'm going to be the heavyweight champion of the world, and I won't be satisfied with that. After becoming champion of the world, I'm going to become champion of the universe. I want to take on those little green men from Venus. Those slick, shiny-headed green men. I can lick them. I won't be afraid of the way they look. After all, they can't look no worse than Sonny Liston. Yes, America, I'm the resurrector of the fight game. I'm going to save boxing. I'm going to bring boxing back to life. Fighting was dull until I came along because the greatest wasn't around. But time brings about a change. As the earth rotates around the sun, a change takes place. There's spring, summer, fall, and winter. Boxing was at the winter stage. But now the flowers are blooming. Spring is coming. I am on the horizon. Liston's fall will mark the arrival of spring. Yes, there's going to be a new champion. A champion you can tell your kids to be like. I'm a perfect idol for the kids. I'm good looking, clean living, cultured, and I am modest. I am so modest I can admit my own fault. My only fault is I don't realize how great I really am. It's hard to be humble when you are as great as I am. I'm the new frontier of boxing, and boxing must move ahead. I'm going to win the championship with vigor. That's part of my physical fitness program. All Sonny Liston's got is a physical fatness program. And with my vigor, I'm going to ask Congress to help Mr. Liston. I will ask them to pass a health bill. Because after old Mr. Liston fights me, he's going to need Medicare. And if I hit him in the mouth, he's going to need Denticare. Yes, I'm going to move boxing ahead. I don't ask what boxing can do for me, I ask what I can do for boxing. Because I am great. I am the greatest. And I can even tell the truth about the future. To prove this point, I would like to read one of the many masterpieces I wrote this afternoon. My Prophecies by Cassius Clay. When Cassius says a fight will go 5 rounds, the bell for the 6th just never sounds. When I tangled with Archie, I predicted 4. And that's all there was. There wasn't any more. When they queried me about the coup about, I answered with Shakespearean thrift. When they asked me what round I knocked Henry out, I answered, Henry the 5th.
The one, the only, Cassius Marcellus Clay, born, of course, in 1942, died a couple of years ago at the age of 74, straight up, changed his name to Muhammad Ali, hadn't done it at the time of this taping, but of course he did records. He was on the Tonight Show. I mean, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay was a personality of unparalleled proportion. That's just, I can't put it no other way. He truly was the greatest. Speaking of the greatest from the Philippines, talking about Manny Pacquiao, of course, the former champion. Take that back. The current WBA 147-pound champion, of course, coming to us from the Philippines. Pac-Man, 60 wins, 7 losses, a couple of draws, 39 KOs. Of course, back in the U.S., of course, for this big fight. Man, I'm talking about the 19th, of course, taking on Adrian Broner. Adrian, the problem Broner. 33-3-1, 33 wins, 3 losses, a draw, and 24 KOs. If Broner doesn't win this one, he's an opponent. Why do I say that? Because he can't win the big one. He doesn't get in good enough shape to win the big one. He's like 11 eggs in a dozen as far as his training is concerned. That's always been the problem. He hasn't always got himself into the best condition. He always looks a little chubby. He's a chubby guy to begin with. And, of course, he's got it all on the line now. This is the career, January 19th. I think if he doesn't beat Manny Pacquiao, it's all over. He needs a Manny Pacquiao win on his resume. Manny Pacquiao now 40 years old. 40 years old. As I said, 60 wins, 7 losses, a couple of draws. What do you think is going to happen? Well, life begins at 40. That's what Manny tried to say. Seriously, man. I mean, all the Flintstone vitamins and the issues he's had and weight coming up and from 107 pounds fighting now at 147 pounds, which is an unnatural weight, no matter what you say, for anybody who starts off at 107 and is up 40 pounds later with not an inch of fat on him. Come on, man. Nobody gains that kind of weight without Flintstone vitamins. I don't care what you say. Think about it. Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard. I keep going. Muhammad Ali. Do you want me to keep talking about the fighters who moved up in weight and couldn't keep that 6% body fat percentage? Couldn't keep it together anymore? Why? Because they got fat. And Manny Pacquiao never got fat. Even when he fought that guy at 152, he wasn't fat. So what I'm trying to tell you, Flintstone vitamins. You take that to the bank. Take that to the bank, I think, that Manny Pacquiao was taking Flintstone vitamins. Why do I say that? Look at his body. Look at the fact that, you know, the guys that he hit. I've talked to guys that he hit. They've never been hit that hard, and they're getting hit by a smaller guy. It's like, you can't tell me he's like Clark Kent turning into Superman when he puts on a boxing gloves. I just don't believe it. I just think there was some Flintstone vitamins involved. Straight up, that's the way I see it. Of course, tonight, Fox, 8 p.m. in the East, the Charlo brothers, Jermall Charlo and Jermell Charlo, the two brothers fighting at 154 and 160. Jermall is 160. Jermell is 154. Good luck to both those guys. He's supposed to be in outfights. One's 8-1. The other one is 35-1. Of course, Josh Warrington and Carl Frampton hooking it up on ESPN Plus for the IBF 126-pound title. And DAZN's got it going. I think this fight's going to be going pretty soon, in a couple hours. Check this out, DAZN.com. I'm talking about DAZN, baby. Dillian White. Dillian White, of course, taking on Derek Chisora for basically British boxing rights in the UK. No doubt about it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, this is Tower taking this break. The Mighty Tower of Power on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, 55 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, MMA. Of course, the fighter of the month, the fighter of the year thus far. I thought he put on a fantastic beatdown, of course, of Isaac Dogbo, the undefeated champion, coming into that WBA 122-pound fight a fortnight ago. I'm talking about Miguel Navarrete, of course, coming to us from Emmanuel Navarrete, coming to us, of course, from Mexico, straight up 26-1. 122 pounds, 22 KOs, 23 years old. He looks good. He may be a fighter to watch in the future. Speaking of a fighter to watch right now, how about the current fighter from Colombia, 24-0, Eladir Alvarez. Of course, a man that turned back Sergey Kovalev. Got a rematch with Kovalev going on in the Ford Center. That's going to be a pretty good fight. I think a rematch. Of course, we'll probably see the guy that won the first fight win the second fight, because odds are, statistics are, that's just the way it goes. If you're dominant in the first fight, you're going to be dominant the second time around. Of course, a dominant the first time, he stopped Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev, not the fighter he once was, of course, losing to Andre Ward after getting that controversial fight with Ward. The first time, I think they called it a fight for Ward. They gave the fight to Ward. That was in Las Vegas, being controversial there. But the second fight, Andre Ward beat Sergey Kovalev up. I mean, no doubt about it, exposed him for being a bit of a bully. That's what he was. He was a good bully. Listen, bullies are cool. In boxing, bullies are cool until they meet their match. But Sergey Kovalev in the rematch, 32-3-1, taking on Mr. Alvarez, of course, going down. That's going to go down February the 2nd. That's going to be on ESPN+. Plus. So check out your apps. Again, back to the apps. You want to watch a good fight, you got to watch them on the apps. This is no doubt about it. As I said, The Zone's got it hot and happening, as does ESPN+. Plus. ESPN+, Plus coming up with a couple of surprise cards here and there. They're adding stuff to these apps. Here's what's up. There'll be fight cards going around in the world, right? And they'll realize there's a fight card in 2 weeks, and they can get a camera crew there. They get their little blow-by-blow guys there. I don't know if they do it live or in the studio. And guess what, man? They've got a TV broadcast there, a fight that you would not normally see, but because of the zone, it's happening. Speaking of coming back, Demetrius Andrade, fresh off that, you know, that skirmish he had with the law when he had that gun in his backpack or something like that. 26-0, 16 wax, will make his first defense of the WBA 160-pound title against Artur Akhmedov. Akhmedov coming at 19 wins with a couple of losses and 8 KOs. Not a big punch at the Hulu Theater. Of course, that's the Felt Forum, the former Felt Forum there, the smaller arena next to Madison Square Garden on Friday in New York on January 18th, live on The Zone in U.S. Again, another big fight on The Zone. The Zone got it hot and happening. Tonight, the Charlo brothers should win going away. 8-1 favorite. Wow, that's a lot to begin. 8-1. But that's nothing compared to the other one, 35-1. So if you're in 35-1 and 8-1 fights and you put these on Fox TV, what good is it? What are you trying to do? What are you trying? I mean, are you trying to get the non-boxing fan to watch it and go, man, that was a nice knockout, man. He knocked that guy out. Ooh. I mean, because that's what's going to happen. Both Charlo brothers are probably going to light these opponents up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, then, ba-boom, all of a sudden, it's lit up and gone. I think both fights will go inside the distance. That's the way it looks. That's the way these fights were put on paper. I think it will live up to the expectations. Will there be Will they be? I think in my mind, the guys have got to be challenged. You've got to challenge the guy. In other words, the guy's got to be in a fight that he think he can't. Maybe he can't win, or he's got to question himself a little bit in order to bring greatness out in the fighter. You just have to. I just don't think that fighting guys that are 8-1 underdogs and 35-1 underdogs are going to make my day or make your day if you're a professional fighter. Can I say just mark time fights, work fights for the Charlo brothers? You are tuned to Ring Talk. Live worldwide, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Radio, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and, of course, SportsByline.com. The executive producer, the one, the only, the incomparable Scott Cuddy. It's the next time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide here, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time.